Hey guys, Will Durst here to salute Jeb Bush for announcing that he has officially upgraded his status from considering the formation of an exploratory committee to investigate the feasibility of running for the presidency to actually authorizing the formation of an exploratory committee that will investigate the feasibility of running for the presidency, which will probably simply consist of conducting a poll asking people how deep their reservoir of Bush fatigue is. On a 1-5 scale, with 1 being, who cares, they're all big fat liars anyway, to 5 meaning, read my lips, no new Bushes, ever, 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 ever. Either way, the Democrats won't be able to exploit the dynasty question, as their frontrunner is another candidate named Clinton. Meaning that if the two of them win their party's nominations, that will make the 2016 race Bush versus Clinton, a rerun of the 1992 election. 24 years later, and America gets the same choice, only different. Which is great for all us comedians who can trot out our old 1992 material. It's the green thing to do. Nostalgia and recycling, together again for the very first time. Then, in the year 2040, another 24 years down the road, Chelsea Clinton will be 60 years old and George P. Bush 64, and we can do it all over again. And if Jeb Bush actually does become the 45th president of the United States, think of how great it would be for all future American elementary school children who would be able to answer the question, name the last 5 presidents, by counting off in their fingers Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Bush, like a club sandwich, with the Bushes as the white bread. And what could be more apropos than that? For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.